Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Oh, hey, wait, no, Paul, Paul's here. Hey, Jackie, come here. Look, Paul's in line back there. He's here to do something.
Oh my God, it's Paul Bunyan. Oh my God. I always get like this around him. He's just, it's the flannel. I don't, Egerton, don't embarrass me. Okay, just don't embarrass me.
Okay, I won't embarrass you. Okay, hey, Paul, don't stand in line. Come here, Paul.
Yeah,
it's me, Egerton.
Hey, bro, long time no see.
Yeah, how's it going? How's it going at the lumber camp?
Hey, not so good. Babe, we got some problems with Babe.
Babe? What's going on with Babe?
Are you guys like, are you like breaking up with your like Babe?
Hey, bro, what's up with this girl here?
I don't know. Normally she's very sharp, but so Paul, tell us more about Babe.
No, introduce me. Come on.
Paul, this is Jackie. Jackie, this is Paul Bunyan.
You can call me Bunyan.
Hey, I'm Bunyan. Wow, that's like not a weird foot thing or anything.
Hey.
I hear you were having trouble with your Babe.
Nothing I can't handle. I here to, talk to Eggsy.
Oh, yeah.
Big guy to big guy.
Eggsy and I are tight. We're tight.
Okay. So, Paul, how can I help?
I lost Babe. She's gone. She left me. Eggsy?
So are you saying there's like an opening or...
The Nexus Files, starring Michael Howie, Christy Bolton, and Sean Howard. Episode 4, Love Actually.
Okay, Egerton.
Yeah.
Just be cool, okay? Just be cool. This is like the first time. Let me explain, okay? Just be cool, okay? So years and years and years and years and years ago, okay, so Paul and I met on Timber, and it was like, you know, I felt the magic, and I thought it was really cool, but he and Babe were on like another break, because you know how on again off they are, you know, and I just, you know, I really thought I had an in, and this is the first time we've talked since like our date, and he and her got back together, and I was like, this big thing, and I just need you to be cool, okay? Just be cool. We're out here in the woods, in the wilderness, and we are looking for her. Let's actually look for her.
Okay? Sorry, can I just talk to you over here for a sec?
Yeah, please? Sure. But what's up?
I want you to listen.
You don't want me to come? You don't want me to come?
No,
you?
No, I just need to talk to Eggsy for a second. Just listen to me for a second, okay, Eggsy?
Okay,
listen, because like I'm sort of like I'm feeling like something happening here with Jackie, I feel like an attraction, like now partly because she looks like she might grow into a tree, and that's what I do, right? I fell trees, but I'm doing a metaphor here, like I'm falling for her, I think, but I'm a little conflicted because I'm looking for Babe, like I feel bad that
Babe
walked out, we had a fight, and I didn't mean it to end that way, but now I'm confused because I don't want to start a new relationship, but I don't want to lead Jackie on either, really having a tough time here, Eggsy.
Okay,
feel a lot better just having said that. Okay, everyone, let's move along. Babe.
Jackie, come here.
What?
So I think Paul might have killed Babe, and I think he might be planning on killing you.
That is a very large jump.
Okay, so, first of all, you both seem to be interested in each other, which is
great.
Oh my
god, he said he was interested in me? Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Look at me sprouting flowers all over. Oh!
Jackie, oh my, Jackie, there's a thing I don't know if you know.
Hey, sorry,
oh my god.
I gotta sharpen my, hi, Jackie.
Hey.
maybe you could, I need someone to hold the axe while I sharpen it. I thought maybe if you weren't doing anything right now, you could.
I'm just a little, okay, this is gonna sound super weird, but like,
yeah.
I'm a little nervous around axes.
Oh.
Just a little bit.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. I was nervous around him too.
A whole forest of your siblings were like jumped out by them. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a little nervous.
Well, look, I named it. You know, I gave it a name. I call it Axie. Axie.
Oh my god, that is inspired.
Thanks. But look, if you just here, if you don't mind, take your hand. Look, if we just caress it softly. You'll see, Axie's really quite nice.
And, the shaft is so thick.
It never hurt anyone.
What? What? Is that Babe? Babe's here. Look.
What? Oh. What? Where? Where?
Oh, my God. Paul?
No, Babe, I can totally understand this.
Paul, are you getting another woman to polish your axe handle?
This isn't what it looks like, okay?
Oh, my God.
I can totally explain what's going on here.
Oh, my God.
I went out to get polish for my nose ring. I told you I was coming back, and
I just got really worried. Babe, you were gone for so long. I thought it was like the last time. You know, we did have a bit of a fight because I said your nose ring is fine, and you said you took that the wrong way. I still don't know how or why. And I just felt really bad about those final words, and we're actually all out here searching for you, Babe.
That was this morning.
Yeah, well, I got a little, you know, a little anxious, you know, like, it just started growing out of proportion. I didn't have anyone to talk to, so I thought I'd go talk to my good friend over here, Eggsy.
Hi.
And he said, oh my god, we have to find Babe, and I got all worried.
I wasn't too worried, but the two of them really started flirting a lot.
What?
And I thought it was best just to not get in the way of that.
Oh my god, Egerton.
What? I'm just trying to be cool.
Really not helpful, Eggsy. Really? Really?
That is a huge ox, and he has an axe.
You were flirting with this little tree person?
Hey! Little tree person.
Babe, I'm getting down on one knee.
Oh my god. Oh my god. This is.
Will you marry me?
Oh my god. Of course I will, Paul.
I can't believe this is happening again.
This is my happiest day ever.
Holy. Oh, you're such a big
softie. Baby.
Oh,
your nose ring is so beautiful today with the extra polish.
Yeah, and I see your axe handle's getting a little...
Oh, come on.
We should just, you know, go back home.
Okay.
Sorry, Eggsy. It was nice meeting you, Jackie.
Again?
Ow, don't. That hurts. That hurts.
Yeah, you deserve it.
We already met. You.
Well, another case solved by the CCCC's top team.
Egerton.
It's a good day. Good day. Good day.
Egerton.
Yep.
Why do I let attraction affect me like this? I don't even know who I was. The last hour and a half has just been a blur of hormones and fear mixed with lust and, oh God, I don't even...
Oh, sorry, I forgot Axie.
Oh my god, hi!
I'm sorry about all that.
No, get out of here! Get out of here,
okay.
you scoundrel!
Ow, no!
Whip you with my lead!
Okay. So what I'm picking up, and I may be wrong, and I'm saying this as a colleague, as a confidant, as a friend, is that it seems like any time someone with a lot of wood comes around, you get a little excited.
I don't know what it is. I'm like, whatever I love, I fear. Whatever I fear, I love. It's like I'm wrapped up in bunion brain. I don't know.
Isn't that a foot thing?
The Nexus Files, starring Christy Bolton, Michael Howie, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Supporting producers Kim Bellinger, Ren, Kona, Becky Arenovar, and Lillian Johnston. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon for tons of bonus material, early access to episodes, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
Sorry. All right, Paul Bunyan. Who knows anything about Paul Bunyan?
He's so, got an ox and an axe.
It's a blue ox, right?
He is blue.
It's
a giant blue ox named Babe.
Named Babe.
Babe? I feel like that's how Paul Bunyan should talk to his ox. Babe.
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 Babe. Babe.
Get over your babe.
Is babe. Paul Bunyan... Is Paul Bunyan a modern hipster with just the lumberjack beard?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, yes. Paul Bunyan as a modern hipster?
But I think that's hilarious. He's like a hipster because he wears plaid and a beanie and an ox. Or and an ox. And like
I can't do hipster.
You can do it. Just like babe.
Babe? I can. It'll end up being L.A. boy pretty quick. Like surfer. Bruh.
That's okay. Do that.
All right.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It begins, as terrible things often do, with a knife.
People of Hirta, chosen children of the night, a lost soul has come to us.
I'm not sure if I can do this.
It's always better if you just do it quick.
You came to St. Kilda to escape your past, but the past isn't so easy to outrun.
You always say you're changing, but underneath you're just the same.
She was a child, Lockie.
You liar!
Did you really believe this community would accept you?
I think you're meant to be here.
A little bird told me that you're a liar.
All of this, it comes with a cost, Lockie.
Did you really believe you could find redemption?
The time for excuses is over.
The Secret of St. Kilda, available wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to Season 1 now, and remember, there is no change without sacrifice.